The center has had over 500 people call with concerns about the algae forming in Utah Lake, according to Barbara Crouch, director of the Utah Poison Control Center, who says 85% of those calls are from people with possible exposure to the infected water.
This is an unprecedented bloom. And we have blooms every year. This is unprecedented in its scope.
An algal bloom is a rapid increase of algae in a water system. The bloom has the potential to produce a toxic byproduct called cyanobacteria. They don't always produce toxins, but in this case, they don't really know.
We don't know a lot about, we don't have extensive information about the human health effects of all of the varying toxins that can be produced.
Exposure to toxic algae could cause gastrointestinal problems with stomach pain, diarrhea or vomiting, and nausea. Neurologic problems could cause headaches, and there's the possibility of a skin irritation when you come in contact with the water. Irrigating home gardens can also be a problem, according to Crouch, who says people should not eat any of the ripening vegetables and fruit. She also says washing the produce doesn't take the algae off.
These toxins can deposit on the fruits and vegetables, and they can concentrate as the water dries off of them. So if you're spraying irrigation on these plants, there's a risk there, a significant risk for being exposed to these toxins that have significant adverse health effects.
Experts are learning more about the possible health effects as they continue to test the water. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.